吗？
I'm ready.
All right, hey. 97.9 105.5 KISS FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And ladies and gentlemen from the Bad Girls Club and Celebrity Fit Club, Tanisha Thomas is on the phone. Tanisha, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing fine. I'm just a little bit under the weather. I'm just coming back from a really hard cold and flu. So don't think I'm eating anything. If I sound muffled, I'm just congested.
Yeah, you are. Well, tis the season, you know? And now the question is, do you have someone you can blame that you got it from?
No, that's the thing. I can only blame myself. My mom and my boyfriend have been telling me, you don't dress warm enough. You're always outside without a scarf. And I thought I was super warm. And so, you know, when you have a hard head, it makes for a soft, you know what. So there you go.
When you have a hard head, you have a soft what?
Yeah, they said when you have a hard head, it makes for a soft behind.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right. All right. You I'm like, wow, you're getting really dirty on me this early in the morning. I'm like, it's not that cold outside.
No.
Oh, my Lord. So let me ask you this. Again, we're talking to Tanisha Thomas. Everyone knows you from the Bad Girls Club.
Right.
When they came to you and said, hey, we want to put you on Celebrity Fit Club, what was your first immediate reaction?
Well, I was the one that, you know, I was the one that originally wanted to do the show. I just kind of threw it out there. And then my manager gave me a call and said, hey, guess what? They're casting. Would you be interested? I have no idea if they'll want you, but we can, you know, definitely see if they'll be interested. And he put me in on the Tuesday. The Wednesday, I was on a conference call with everyone. So it happened pretty quickly. And, you know, I was excited about it.
You were excited about it, even though you know how hard they can be on people?
Well, I was excited because I really felt like it was time. It was time to get up. It was time to get up and do something about my weight. It was just time, you know? I was excited about how it would look. I was excited to see if I would ever look like I used to look when I was in high school.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a little background on me. I'm about to turn 32 years old. I used to be 450 pounds.
Whoa.
And that's why they called me Big Papa. You thought I was for another reason, didn't you, you dirty girl? Yeah, you did. But I had the gastric done.
Oh.
And I'm down to between 250 and 275. I fluctuate in that 25-pound range up in there. So I know what it's like to be able to go to a restaurant and have to sit at a table in a chair with no sides on it because your butt don't fit.
Wow.
You know, so I feel for you in that aspect. So I know how hard it is. I know how hard it is to lose weight. I know how easy it is to eat all the bad things because they're so cheap and they're so readily available. So I completely understand, you know?
Right. Wow. Oh, my God. Kudos to you.
Hey, all I did was take a nap. Kudos to the guy who did the surgery. All I did was take a nap. That's
Well, no. You kept it up. You maintained it.
Yeah, I did. I'm trying, and it's hard sometimes. And
it is.
And that's, you know, you go into this, again, we're talking to Tanisha Thomas, Celebrity Fit Club on VH1. You're in this, like, little bubble where all you do is, you know, eat all the good things, and they, you know, they send you out to do all kinds of calisthenics. And then you're done. What's it like when you break out of there?
Oh, my God. It's hard. And not only is it hard, it's like I have freaking media takeout wanting to post, you know, horrible pictures of me saying I gained back 50 pounds, which is not the case. And I have openly admitted I did gain back some of the weight,
sure.
Not all of it at all. And I've been struggling. I'm a normal person. Millions and millions of people across America are going through the same problem. I also got hurt while taping. I can't elaborate.
Right.
And I was unable to work out because of, you know, direct orders from the therapist and from the specialist that I was seeing.
It's not the herp, is it?
Huh?
It's not the herp, is it?
No.
Okay, good. All right, because I would imagine that you'd still be able to work out with that. I'm not.
No, you're crazy. You're nuts. No, it's something like that. I had an injury.
Damn that, Bobby Brown.
No, you're nuts. No, nothing like that.
Again, we're talking to Tanisha Thomas, Celebrity Fit Club on VH1. Of course, you know her from the Bad Girls Club. It's got to be interesting. What did you think? Did you know who else was going to be there before you walked in, or was that a complete surprise?
I knew Bobby was going to be there. That's the only person I knew that was going to be there. And Jay McCarroll.
Yep.
And the cast that they had originally is not the cast that I saw walking in. I mean, when I walked in on that bus and in walked Shawn Jackson, I'm going, whoa. You know, what is she doing here? To me, she didn't even need to lose any weight.
Right.
And then walks Kevin Federline, and I'm thinking, I'm so retarded. I'm like, oh, they did say Bubba Sparks is going to be here. Join us. Yeah. And they go, Tanisha, that's not Bubba Sparks. That's Kevin Federline. I'm going, what? I need new freaking contacts. Yeah. You're laughing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I know.
Yeah, the one thing I don't need to see ever again is Kevin Federline. The pudgy, I saw the picture of K-Fed in his camouflage boxer briefs,
right.
And I thought he looked like Peter from Family Guy. That's why, but of course, you got Shar Jackson, K-Fed, Bobby Brown, Jay McCarroll, Nicole Eggert is doing the rounds, and she's all like, I lost all this weight, I can fit in my bathing suit now. And who was the biggest pain?
Nicole is doing that right now.
Oh yeah, she's doing all kind. She's doing the tour where look at my Baywatch body now. I got it all off now. Ba ba ba.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know who is the biggest pain. I guess it would be me. I'm always the bad girl.
It's all good.
It's between me and Sebastian. Sebastian's the biggest diva you would ever meet ever.
Yeah. Sebastian Bach from Skid Row back in the day. I've seen him in a couple other reality shows, and he really comes off like a prima donna.
Yes, he is. It's hilarious. He's like, dude, who the hell authorized it to rain? And we're like looking at him like, what?
That's fantastic. And we're talking to Tanisha Thomas, Celeb Fit Club on VH1. Of course, you know her from the Bad Girls Club. I know you got to go, but one thing we do with all you big-time celebrities, it's the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you.
Perfect.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Tanisha Thomas, what movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Oh, my God. Miss Doubtfire.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child? Barbie. I don't know.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Last song I downloaded to my iPod? Kesha, TikTok.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Oh, my God. Arms.
If you're going to eat at 3 o'clock in the morning, what do you eat?
Cookies.
What kind?
Taco chip.
Nice. Soft or hard? The cookies now. The cookies.
Oh, soft.
Okay. And finally, Tanisha Thomas, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? I don't think I can say that on the radio.
You dirty girl. Tanisha Thomas from the Bad Girls Club and Celebrity Fit Club on VH1 now. Congratulations on the weight loss. Are you on Twitter, Facebook, any of that stuff?
Yes, Twitter.com. I'm always on Twitter. I'm a big Twitter fiend. So Twitter.com/Tanisha. _DADIVA, the diva.
All right, so I'm _big_Papa.
All right, so I'll hook you up.
We'll hook it up. It's Tanisha Thomas, everybody, Celebrity Fit Club on VH1. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.